So I had this dude in freshman year of high school.
Yeah.
And he was this Mexican dude with a top knot, and the sides of his head were shaved. The back of his head was shaved.
Okay. Was it like cholo stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The top was really long, slicked back, but it was in a knot. He put it mm-hmm. in a knot on top.
Mm-hmm.
And he legit had like a button up, a pearl snap shirt that was only snapped at the top.
Was it a pearl snap?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
I don't know if they're real pearls.
No,
get
not
off me. Get off
me. Pearl snap's typically like a cowboy thing.
No, bro.
It's like a flannel.
You know that? Yeah, the flannel.
There's a difference, bro. Pearl snaps are pearl snaps.
Oh my god. Anyway,
a button up is different than a pearl snap hole, son.
The only thing he wasn't wearing was a bandana because I'm pretty sure they wouldn't let him.
Yeah.
Anyway, he leaned over to me and said, "Let me stab you with this." And he was. It was like a. It looked like a mechanical pencil.
Yeah.
But it was a blade. It was a sharp, pointy.
Metal was it just rod. Sharpened to the tip, or did he put like a razor blade in it?
It wasn't a mechanical pencil. That's like what it looked
shank.
Like. It was a shank.
He made a fucking shank.
I don't know if he made it or bought it, because it looked really like
good. Why would
good.
You buy a shank?
I don't know.
Oh, whatever.
But it was like a needle almost, but it was thicker. So a heavy gauge needle. And
you were like, no.
I said no. He's like, and he's whispering, the fucking teacher's teaching class. And he's like, I'll sterilize it with my lighter. And he's got his fucking lighter right there. I was like, that...
That doesn't help.
That doesn't make it any
it's
better.
It's not...
He's like, come on.
It's not the sterilization that's worrying yeah, me. I don't want to get stabbed.
He said, I'll give you 20 bucks. And he had a fucking 20 in his hand. I said, no.
He's probably trying to get initiated into the gang or something.
Come on, man. Let me fucking do it,
come
man.
Come on, man. I got to stab a white guy.
Come on, S.A. The fuck, man.
Help me, bro.
Help me out, Holmes. They're going to fucking kill my family, S.A.
Pissed off and just stabs you anyway.
Yeah. No, man. I don't want to get stabbed.
Don't.
Fucking 14-year-old round Josh or 15-year-old.
No.
No, man. I don't want to get stabbed. My mom will kill me.
My mom will get really pissed. She'll take my Super Nintendo away.
She'll fucking grill me, man. I won't be able to watch TV after school. I remember one time I got shot in the eye by an airsoft gun, and it legitimately fucked my vision up. And we were fucking around, like it was me and my buddy, and we were messing around, shooting at each other. But he was standing there like this. He had his, like, what? That kind of expression. What? But he had the gun in his left hand, which was his non-dominant hand as well.
Yeah.
I was like, don't you shoot me. And because we were kind of like shooting each other, at each other.
For sure.
At each other's legs. And I was, we were both shooting at his sisters as well. And he was standing behind his sister. Like we had stopped. It had calmed down.
Yeah.
And he was like, what?
What,
and I
bro?
Said, don't you fucking shoot me. And
he put it down, man.
He pulled the trigger. And the gun was way off to his side. But it was pointed right at my fucking eye. And I didn't know it. And
you saw that bitch coming too, didn't you?
I was just about to say that. I saw
nothing
it.
Nothing you could do.
It was a green pellet. I could see it. And it hit my eyeball. Like, I didn't even have time to blink. You know what I mean? Didn't hit the lid. And so, it fucked my eye up. And I, like, couldn't... I couldn't look into the sun. It gave me a splitting fucking headache.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Like to the
I'm
back
sure
of my
it did.
From my eye to the back of my headache. If I or to back of my head, if I looked into the or like into light.
Yeah.
I didn't have to look at the sun. Just sunlight hurt me. And
like detached your retina or some shit.
I was wearing sunglasses to like work and I because I worked at Panera.
How old were you?
I was like 16. Worked at Panera Bread.
I was picturing like 8-year-old Josh
reason. No. I was like 16 years old. And so I'm wearing sunglasses in the car and my mom, I was wearing them at home as well. And my mom was like, why are you wearing those sunglasses?
Nothing, mom.
I said, nothing. I just have a headache. And she's like, what is wrong with you?
Are you on the drugs?
And yeah, basically. And I had to tell her.
Are you smoking marijuana cigarettes?
To basically... Not
no, mom.
Yeah, like she was accusing me of something worse. So
are
I was
you
like,
being bullied at school, Josh.
Mark and I, we were playing, and he shot me in the eye. Okay, it hurt. And so she was like, "Oh my god!" I remember we were in the car. She freaks out.
Yeah, See, Mom, that's why I don't tell you anything.
Exactly. We we go to the doctor. She takes me to the doctor.
Yeah.
The eye doctor's, you know, staring at my eyeball, and she's like, yeah, you have a little scratch there. It's going to take a while to heal. Nothing big yeah, or anything. Right. My dad calls my buddy and gives him a gun speech.
Even better.
Yeah. And then for years,
great.
For years, he thought that I ran to my mom and told her.
Right, right.
And I didn't. She like got it out of me. And he would never listen to me. And I haven't talked to this guy in a few years. We had a falling out, but
because of that.
No, yeah, right. I didn't tell. He's like, fuck you, man. We're done. It's the last fucking straw. No.
Your dad called my dad.
I think he did. It was a whole fucking thing. My parents were not happy.
Yeah.
And so
you hurt the baby Josh.
Finally, after years and years, I told you, I was 16. I think it was, I was like 27 or 28.
Yeah. Yeah.
When the time he finally listened, I was like, I didn't fucking tattle, bro.
Things like every time y'all got drunk, he'd get real pissed about
Not even drunk. We would be at his family gatherings because we would go over to his house a lot.
Yeah, Josh and I would cry to his mom.
Yeah, he would be like, that's the time that you fucking told your mom on me. And his whole family was odd. He was loud. So as soon as he would say that, everyone would start laughing. And I couldn't defend myself. And it'd be this whole loud, like, yeah, if I tell on Joshua, like he told on you.
Go ahead, Joshua, tell his mom.
And it was just like, I didn't tell. You don't even listen to this podcast. But yeah, I have a lot of funny random stories like that.
They always make me laugh.
Did I tell you about the time that this kid next to me threw something at the teacher? And because he was like, right before he threw it, he was like, don't say anything. He was like, we're in the back of the class. He's like putting his finger up to his mouth like the shh motion. And I was like, yeah, fucking, I got you. And he threw, I think it was a bottle cap, like a Coke bottle cap.
Yeah.
And it hit her. He was just trying to throw it in the front.
Just like I'm sure Mark was trying to shoot you in the chest and it just happened to hit you right in the freaking eyeball.
And so it hit her in the back of the head. It's this little old lady. It's a fucking bottle cap. It didn't hurt, but she was incredibly offended. And obviously that's against the rules. And she whipped around and was staring right at me. And I was like, I didn't do that. And I look over at him and he's already pointing at me.
What a douche.
I was like, what?
What a douchebag.
And she wrote me a referral and sent me to the AP's office. And the AP believed me.
Yeah.
She tore up the referral. I was like, it wasn't me, I swear. And she's like, you're never in here. I believe you.
Yeah.
So
so there was a time. So we had this cherry. It's after our deployment. We had this new guy come in and he had a room with me. Whatever. That was a part of it in our barracks. And my squad leader came in. He was an E6. I was an E4 at the time. And the guy that was living with me was like an E2, which he was a private. I was a specialist. And my squad leader was an E6. He was a staff sergeant. And he was like, they gave you a roommate? I was like, yeah, sergeant, they gave me a roommate. He was like, that's fucked up. And he started just tossing this guy shit. Just like flipping his bed. And like, you know, just messing with him. Uh-huh. He was a cherry. You know, everybody got messed with.
Yeah.
And we had just gotten a brand new platoon sergeant. And he had a problem with me for some reason. Mm-hmm. I don't remember doing anything like insubordinate or like being a dick. Maybe that was just kind of like my reputation or whatever.
Was he a black guy?
Huh?
Was he a black guy?
No, he was white.
You look like a white supremacist.
No, I don't. No, I don't. And it just so happens that my squad leader had flipped this dude's mattress and like his gear locker was unlocked, so he threw all his uniforms out and shit, and he was just trashing his stuff. I was literally, I'm not kidding, I was literally just standing there. And you know, it's kind of like, I was like, yeah, get him.
Were you you get him real laughing? Good.
No, I was like, you know, my squad leader, I was like, yeah, get him, yeah, get him real him. Good.
Fuck
yeah. I don't know why they gave me a roommate. Yeah, fuck his stuff up. And I'm not shitting you, my new platoon sergeant walked by. And my squad leader just kind of stopped. And I got blamed for the shit. And my squad leader didn't say a fucking thing, dude. Uh-huh. He just let me take the fall. Uh-huh. And I'm like, for real? I'm like,
you're letting this happen right now.
That's kind of the way I was. I was like, you're not going to say anything? He was like, well, you know,
you shouldn't fucking do that.
That's exactly how it went, dude. And then, because I was there for like another 4 months before I went to Fort Bliss. And dude, that platoon sergeant fucking hated me.
Did you?
After that. And I was like, I didn't do that.
No. Did you talk to the squad leader and say, hey, man, like after the dude left?
Yeah, because he ended up getting stationed at Fort Bliss where I went too, and I went and saw him. Like, we were cool. Like, I really didn't care because I was getting out of there anyway, and I wasn't going on a deployment with that guy anytime. So I was just like, what the fuck ever. He would like tell me to, like, hey, you know, we need this or you got to go get it. And I'm like, ooh.
Why didn't you go fuck someone else's shit up? Don't take the blame for it.
And you know, and the guy that got his shit flipped, like he was cool, like he knew,
yeah,
he knew what the lifestyle was like. You know, like he's a cherry, you're gonna get fucked with. But man, for some reason, it pissed that platoon sergeant off, and he could not stand me.
Yeah,
and that was pretty much it.
I can't stand you.
Yeah, most people can't.
I knew you were an asshole. I knew it. The moment I saw you, I was like, this guy's a fucking asshole.
He's gonna start flipping somebody's bed. I know it.
Because when that dude started flipping stuff. You were like, yeah, fuck his shit up.
Yeah, I kind of was. Yeah, get him real good.
Get him. Look at that. Look at that fucking gear that you put
on. I'm like handing him stuff to throw.
Yeah, throw this. Take a shit on his bed.
Yeah, just shit on his bed.
I didn't shit.
That was me.
The guy walks by and he's literally squeezing out a turd.
Just pointing at me. He told me to. Like, what the hell?
What are you doing? He's shitting.
He's shitting. I didn't do nothing. Well, anyways,
what do you want to get into today,
bro? I was kind of
chaseless. Father's Day, Papa's Day.
It's Papa's Day.
Happy Papa Day.
Happy Papa Day.
Papa.
I was genuinely gonna ask your thoughts on: do you think or do you want Trump to run again in 2024?
I am a doomer. Remember?
Yeah, I mean, I am too.
And I just don't think any Republican's gonna get elected in. The polls are, this is what I was trying to say this a couple podcasts ago or the last one, I can't remember. The polls are showing that nobody likes Biden. CNN is saying nobody likes Biden. Lowest polls in history. Right. I don't give a shit about polls, but they're saying it. They're saying it out loud. So now they're shifting the narrative away from Biden. So like Chase said, they're going to bring someone young in and hip and fucking really cool. And they're going to run on the platform like, we're going to do Democratic leadership the right way, left leadership the right way. And that's what's going to get left voters to vote for them. Left voters aren't going to switch. To the other
side. Do you think that he's a puppet, clearly? I'm talking about Biden.
Yeah.
He's 100% a puppet. And all these new, young, hip Democrats, this is all their stuff that Biden's pushing through. Like, this is all Green New Deal stuff. This is all environmentalists, but those, no oil. Yeah.
You know who I also think of? The old Ben and Jerry people.
Like the old hippies?
Yep. That's who I think of.
Which is so weird to me.
Yeah.
That the old hippies, I mean, you look
have
at
turned into government.
Look at Rage Against the Machine.
Yeah.
The band that was F you, I won't do what you tell me, you know, like literally the machine was the government, and now they're just cucks.
Shill for the
shills,
machine.
Yeah, like
get you that you can't come to our concert without a vaccine and a mask.
Like, what do you?
What do you mean?
This is what you've been fighting against, man.
Well, we know this. They shifted the narrative to you're saving people,
so we're doing our part. You need to save your fellow man.
But people, and I know you know this, but that's not what the vaccine does. Mm-hmm. The only thing the vaccine does, it's a huge payout for big pharma. That's all it was.
It had a 12% efficacy rate only in the first 7 days, and after that, it dropped to like 3%.
I mean, look at. Old man Fauci, he's like double tapped and quadruple boosted, and he just got it.
Yeah.
He didn't get that sick.
It's a virtue.
Like, shut up, man. Nobody's getting that sick. It's still here, everybody. And I'll bring this. We'll talk about this. Something else I want to talk about later, but they're still. Border Patrol was one of the main government groups that everybody was like, I'm not getting this vaccine type thing. And they just kind of let it go, but now they're trying to re-implement this, that if they don't get the COVID vaccine, they're all going to get fired. And that's so convenient that that's happening when this huge convoy is coming up. But we'll get into that in a little bit. My thing about Trump, before we get too far off track, I don't know who the left is going to put out there. Because Kamala Harris is wildly unpopular. So who are they going to put out there? Is it going to be Gavin Newsom? Is it going to – because California is screwed.
I think
it's mostly his doing. It's leftist policies
I think Californians see that, and I think their election was rigged. That little recount or whatever that they did, that shit was
but
fucking rigged.
I don't
rigged.
Think that – I honestly don't think, and this is just my personal opinion, I don't think that they care. Because I think California is moving further left. Because all of the Republicans, quote unquote, are leaving California.
That is a fair point.
My personal opinion, I don't want Trump to run in 2024.
I'd vote for
him. I would vote for him, but I think that there are not. It's not that I don't like Trump, and I didn't like what he did. I think he did a lot of good, smart things. But the left, and for some reason, middle left, like the stay-at-home suburbia moms, hate him with a passion deep inside of them. Mm-hmm. They hate him.
And it's
shit. He's so polarizing. It doesn't matter what he does, and it doesn't matter what he's going to. He is, though, because the left has made him that way.
That's what it is. It's the media burying.
But they're not going to get away from it.
Positive. You're absolutely right. They're burying the positive images and footage and quotes. They take everything out of context.
Right.
They spin it
absolutely.
Way. So that's why they fucking hate him.
I mean, they're revering Obama as one of the greatest presidents in American history, and he was trash. The guy was garbage as a president.
It's really tough to discern who's worse between him and Biden right now.
Yeah, I think it's Obama said it. If I could run the country from my PJs in a basement or sweatpants or whatever the hell he said, he would do it. And I think that's exactly what's going on.
A conspiracy theory.
Mm-hmm. But I genuinely think if it's not Obama, it's the squad.
I don't think
he's 100% involved.
I think Nancy Pelosi is a big driver.
Yes.
Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, even though I think Chuck Schumer is a puppet as well for Nancy Pelosi, I don't think he's as heavily as involved as Obama would be.
Yeah.
But Nancy Pelosi for sure is a big driver.
And I know we've talked about this before. I just think it's so weird. When Biden was running, they were talking about, I want change. This is the change we need. Blah, change, change, change. Like, he's been in government for 50 years.
Well, what did we change from? An old white guy to an old white guy?
Well, we changed from a non-politician to a career politician.
Exactly.
That's one thing. And it's trash.
That everyone,
politicians are trash.
Everyone
man.
Was saying that. Like, we don't need another politician. And then one finally came in. And
this is exactly what we need to get back to America.
They couldn't see past.
That's another thing that just destroyed me.
Yeah, they couldn't see past their perceived hatred.
Yeah.
To see what was actually going on, and that's what really kills me is that you really can't see what's fucking going on. And things started to unravel for me before Trump got in office. When you start to see the latter half of Obama's second term. It's right. Like, that's when everything started to unravel for me.
Yeah.
And then moving into the election to see how all these late night hosts and news media outlet hosts, anchors or whatever, are saying to Donald Trump, run. You should run. You should do it. And they were saying it unironically. Mm-hmm. And then they found out that
he didn't align with
their beliefs.
The message.
And then they turned on him. That's when it was like,
hard.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
And so you see that.
Like there was, and I know you know this, but there was rap songs after that are like, where they talk about trying to be Donald Trump.
Yeah.
And
he's
the American
dream.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden.
He's a racist?
Yeah. I mean, and I believe it was Reverend Jesse Jackson that gave. Donald Trump won some award.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
For the work that he did for the black community in the 90s or something like that. And now all of a sudden he's this bigot, sexist.
And when you say make America great again, you mean make America white again?
Yeah.
It's like, get over yourself. And what really started flipping it for me, during Obama's last term, when you know, Obamacare, I don't remember exactly when Obamacare was passed, if it was his first or second term, but when you really started looking into it and realized that it is just a handout for private insurance. Mm-hmm. That's all it's forcing American people to buy private insurance. Mm-hmm. It's not government insurance, people.
Yeah.
It's them forcing you to buy private insurance,
which I'm sure these private insurance companies are paying Obama under the table or any politician, name politician. Politicians are getting paid from somewhere. If something seems fishy, they're paying a politician. Mm-hmm. But that's when it started to kind of switch for me to where I'm like, I don't trust the government. Then I started looking into Bush's shit, and I'm like, whoa, that's really fucked up. but then you see the treatment of, and one thing that reverberates with me, and it just really just almost made me nauseous, was people saying, I'm voting for Hillary because she's a woman.
Yep.
It had nothing to do with qualifications. Mm-hmm. When she's a career politician and she's garbage. Her husband was garbage. Mm-hmm. It's all garbage. Yep. It's like, yeah, she's a woman. Hear me roar. Yes. Mm-hmm.
And that was unironic.
Yeah.
They were really saying
that. Yeah, they were being genuine.
Yeah.
So I think that, I think DeSantis would be good. Everybody's kind of on DeSantis's nuts. But I think that the left is going to try to do something. Something, some lady's going to come out and be like, grab my asshole and whatever.
But he's already got the Don't Say Gay bill that they could completely run on. So they don't have to do anything there.
Yeah.
They'll just literally rip him apart
for that. But he needs to find like a Tulsi Gabbard to come in for his VP.
That just the Hispanic chick.
Well, I think I think to really fuck with people, like you need, like, because Tulsi Gabbard's a Democrat, and I don't agree with a lot of the stuff that she runs on or whatever, but she can think, and she's willing to have conversations about things and not just go with whatever the hell the squad says. And she's against destruction of the 2A. She's for free speech, all that stuff. I have completely different thoughts on welfare than she does. And, you know, typical Republican versus Democrat stuff.
But things that it should be.
Right. But I think that if DeSantis and her ran together, it would just fucking fry people's brains. And I think it would be hilarious.
You're saying because she's a Democrat. Because
she's a Democrat and she's a female of color.
That'd be great.
And
wouldn't that be
the
great
left
have...
would just, you know, because the left would turn on her. She's a fucking Republican. Blah, blah. Yeah. She's a wolf in sheep's clothing and all this other trash, you know. They would just straight up attack her. But I think it would be hilarious to see the left squirm and wiggle their way around to start trashing her.
Yeah.
Because nobody said that about, what was that chick from Alaska that was...
Oh, yeah, Sarah Palin.
Yeah. Nobody was like, I'm voting for her because she's a woman.
That's. I was going to say that. Yeah. But one thing I wanted to say is that the left versus the right argument, the left wants, well, I say this all the time, they want to be subjugated. They want to be told what to do. And they want the government to take control because they want to live their lives. And I get it. But the right wants to live their lives without being told what to do.
Right.
And we're fine if you want to be told what to do. Go do it.
Go live it. In California.
Yeah, go do that. But the left is the side that wants to overrule that for us. Mm-hmm. They want everyone to be controlled. And we don't care if y'all, like, just let us have our thing. Like, live my life the way that I want to live it. But no.
They want this all-encompassing big federal government umbrella to control everybody. To where there's no differences between California and Texas.
Yeah.
That's what they want. I mean, some state, forgive me, probably Oklahoma or Missouri or something like that, just made it illegal for somebody to transition surgically from male to female or female to male until after the age of 19. Mm. The left is losing their fucking minds. So the right, or anybody for that matter, nobody can own a gun. They want it to be 21 years old. But yet they and I know this is a right argument, but it's the truth. They want to let six-year-olds start taking hormone blockers.
You know, like, suicide rates go up after they get the snip.
I would love to have numbers on that. And I would love to have numbers on these quote-unquote trans children, these six-year-olds
who
and
are
five-year-olds
dying in
that
the streets.
That are getting these hormone blockers and puberty blockers and doing all these fucked up things to their body. We're not going to know this statistic for another 20 years, but I'm wondering what their suicide rate's going to be in 20 years. Because they're going to be fucking murdering their parents. They're like, why did you let me do this to myself? Like, I was six.
Yeah.
It's like giving, like, it, and I say this all the time. It would be like my 8-year-old being like, Daddy, I want some tattoos. And be like, all right, baby. Let's go get you some tattoos.
I want to be an astronaut.
Yeah.
Strapping to a fucking rocket.
Yeah, exactly.
Here you go. Or he's an astronaut in his mind.
Your son playing army. Send him to fucking Ukraine.
Get the fucking infantry. Time for you to get a full-time job.
It's insanity. It's crazy. And the left does this shit all the time. Like, they want to let 16-year-olds vote, but you can't own a gun until you're 21.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's think about this for a minute.
Speaking on the gun argument, these people are passing background checks. Conspiracy theories aside, let's just say the news is accurate. These people are passing background checks. That's got to get fixed. But in the meantime, this bad dude has a gun.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you like the opportunity to defend yourself from that bad guy?
No.
Right now? Call like, because he's going to have it.
No, call the police.
He's going to have it.
Just.
And the police are going to wait outside for an hour.
Just talk to them, Josh.
For 70 minutes.
Just talk to them.
And because they know one guy has a gun.
Mm-hmm.
Teams of officers can't do anything about one guy.
Again,
with a gun.
The left argument is if there's no guns, there's no shootings.
But now back to mine.
That's true. If there's no guns, there's no shootings, but there will still be fucking murders.
No, I think there will still be shootings.
Well, in this country for sure.
Criminals can build a gun.
I'm not expecting you to know Mexico law, but aren't guns illegal for citizens in Mexico?
Are they?
I'm not sure. I've heard that somewhere. It could have just been somebody blowing smoke up my ass.
If that's the case, like, don't most of the illegal guns come across the border?
I know a lot of them do.
Fuck, bro. Anyway, yeah, I just wouldn't you think it's just a thought exercise for whoever's listening. Wouldn't you like the opportunity to defend yourself right then and there?
Of course.
Just right then and there.
And maybe not even yourself, because, like, if somebody's got a gun pointed at me and my family, I'm probably going to get shot.
Well, they don't have
But families. I'm going to... damn sure do my damnedest to kill that motherfucker first.
They don't have families. The blue-haired blue check marks have ridden themselves of wanting children or being tied down to a monogamous relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And it's
because that's a construct of capitalism.
Yeah, it's statistically shown that you become more conservative when you have a family.
Yeah.
And it's natural. You want to protect your things.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want any outside interference. That's just kind of how it goes. And the left did a great job at deconstructing the family and telling young women that pornography is freeing and go have sex with as many people as you want, not just men, whoever. And so now they're not in monogamous relationships anymore. They're giving themselves away to whoever has a dime. Well, and they're treating their kittens or dogs as children.
Mm-hmm.
So again, they can't relate to that because they don't want a family. They don't have children. They don't have a husband or a wife.
Okay, so, and I'm just, again, we're just talking. So what's their argument for, okay, well, just, I don't want a family. I don't want this. If I want to be a pansexual and just have my dogs, why are you trying to meddle in my life? Just let me live my life.
Exactly. I'm not trying to meddle.
Exactly.
You're trying to meddle
Go
in
for
mine.
It, man. Yeah, exactly.
You're trying to meddle into my life. Let me
so
have
what
my
is,
gun.
So what is legitimately, is it... They'll just say, well, your way of life is getting people killed.
Yeah. That's the thing is, like, it's they always devour their own. They step on their own arguments all the time because it's circular logic that they have over there. It's whack. They know it to an extent. Like, if you catch them stepping on themselves and you call them out, they realize it.
Mm-hmm.
Then they go home and they try to figure out a way to get out of it, but they can't. Because their arguments and thinking patterns are wrong.
Yeah.
They're wrong. So, yeah, whenever something like that comes up, they're going to try to work their way out of a corner.
And it just revolves around, like, you're killing people. You're a racist.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think Gavin McGinnis, you're talking about modern-day feminism. Gavin McGinnis said it best. He's like, modern-day feminism is just women being cum dumpsters.
And hateful.
That's all it is.
Towards men, yep.
It's being taught in our schools. And again, I will say this till I'm blue in the face. Like, I'm a Christian. I know I'm not the best Christian. There's a lot of things I got to work on. But somebody I know, their son goes to A&M. Texas A&M, it's the most conservative school in the country, blah, blah, blah. And they were in an ethics class.
Mm-hmm.
And it was basically questioning where people got their ethics from. And it brought up Christian ethics and how the author of this book stated that the problem with Christian ethics is that they're not keeping up with society, and that's why they're falling behind. So again, this is in college. They're attacking religion, and
not keeping up with society?
Christians, we're not keeping up with society. Like saying gay is a sin, right?
Okay, I'm following that.
Then they're not. Your ethics are wrong,
right?
And my argument for that is no. Sorry.
Your ethics are wrong. Like, I can say that too.
Yeah. Like, well, it's going after these kids. Regardless of what you think, if you're 18 years old, yeah, you can join the army and you can die for your country, but you're still a child, man. Like, you have no life experience. I was a dumbass when I was 18. I was a dumbass till I was 25, maybe even a little bit after that.
When we look at like child development in the 1800s versus child development now, like in the 1800s, you were plowing the field with your dad at 4 a.m.
For sure. That's why people had so many kids back in the day.
And when you became 16, you had a full-time job.
That was also middle age back then.
Yeah. You were fucking dying.
Because they literally worked themselves to death.
Yeah. And so 18 was different.
Right. Right.
And so I agree. If you want to raise the gun buying age to 21, that's fine. But you've got to raise voting and draft age to 21 as well.
I'm cool with that.
You cannot drop voting age to 16 and raise gun owning age to 21. Mm-hmm. You can't do that.
Can't do it.
It's one or the other. So if you're bringing voting age down to 16, you're bringing the gun owning age as well down to 16, which is a stupid idea.
So stupid.
16-year-olds are stupid.
They wanted 16-year-olds to vote when they were literally eating Tide Pods.
Yeah. I was stupid when I was 16. Of course. I'm not that stupid, but I was stupid.
Eating Tide Pods, but I was a dumb kid.
And I said things, like I said, I was not hip on guns at literally for a few months when I was 16. I was on the left side of the aisle with that. And then I grew up. I understood things.
And I'm not trying to like,
you're a liberal bitch.
But it's the difference of where we grew up. Like, I grew up in the country. Like, I was hunting by the time I was 10 years old. So I had respect for guns. Like, but it wasn't ever, and let's make no mistake, school shootings have been going on for a long time. Remember that dude in the 60s that shot up the University of Texas from the Bell Tower or whatever? It's just, I was always taught, I grew up around guns.
Yeah.
It's not like my dad had a fucking AR sitting on the counter or anything. They were locked up just like mine are locked up at the house. But when you go hunting, you learn gun safety. I took a hunter's education course, like all that stuff. And
you just said the Second Amendment's not about hunting.
I know that. The point I'm trying to make is you have to educate yourself on guns. You don't just give a fucking 10-year-old a gun and be like, here you go, old son. Have fun.
What do you think you do with that?
Yeah, exactly. Well,
show me what you think you do with that.
Exactly.
So one thing about that, learning things makes you less scared of it.
Yes.
You know, public speaking is a big, it's like number one fear in America or some shit like that.
Yeah.
But as you public speak, you get better at it, and people, one, don't like to do the things that they're bad at. You see people going to the gym who had this huge upper body and a skinny, stupid lower body because they don't like doing legs.
Yeah.
They don't like it. They don't like doing things that they're bad at.
Mm-hmm.
But you train your public speaking, you train your legs, you start to get good at stuff.
Yeah.
You can expand. You get more comfortable with it.
That's the thing, too, is now people are...
You should never feel uncomfortable. Ever in your life, never, ever, ever should you feel uncomfortable. And if you do, it's somebody else's fault.
Yeah. But then you see those news anchors go and test out guns and stuff, and they're literally shaking as they're holding it. They don't know what they're doing. Yeah. Pointing it at people. It's because they're so uncomfortable. And you'll see people like, do you have your pistol here with you? I don't know. If someone didn't know guns was in here, they'd be stupid nervous because they think...
it's going to grow legs and shoot them.
I don't know if they exactly think that, but they think that that's the weapon that is going to kill them, not you.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So, and they're just uneducated.
It's so funny that you say that. One of my buddies, he's a big duck hunter. And
he hunts big ducks?
Big ducks only. Like big bird style. You know what I'm saying?
I never seen them.
Like emus and ostriches.
Damn. I didn't even know
that's a duck?
I didn't even know those were ducks.
Anyways, they were on this big hunting trip, and there was a lot of guys, and somebody's like, hey, my cousin from wherever the hell is going to come in. And
Portland.
Probably. But somebody, just like my gun sitting here, somebody had their pistol sitting on the counter, and the guy walks in and is like, that's dangerous.
On a hunting trip?
Yeah. Well, he's never been hunting. He's like, I'm just bringing my cousin because he's never been like outdoorsy. I just kind of want him to go on. But he saw a gun on the counter. That's dangerous.
Are there
it's like, well, don't pick it up and start pointing it at people, first of all. Yeah. Second of all, this sitting right here will do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it falls off the counter, granted, if it's inside the house, whatever. But I also guess. I also know not to put my finger on the trigger until
you're ready to kill
someone. And not even pull it out until some shit goes down.
Right.
Right. But yeah, it's weird to think that people see that and they're like,
it's because they're uneducated with it. And
the media tells them.
Yeah.
That gun's going to kill you.
That's a bit of a bubble as well that the I would say, North kind of lives in. Because, you know, there's people in the North who own guns. I'm not saying there's not.
Very few, I think. When you say North, I just think Northeast. I'm not thinking Midwest.
Yeah. I think New York.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
But, yeah, they're not around it. So that's that bubble that they're living in. And in the 80s, there were people driving around with guns in the back of their truck, like hooked on the back of their truck.
Yeah, absolutely.
In Texas.
A gift was a gun rack.
Hell yeah.
Oh, you got me a gun rack.
You know what's funny? If you are a car jacker or whatever the fuck you are, a criminal, and you see a dude driving around with a gun in his back seat on his window or whatever, are you going to rob that guy? No.
No,
because the the chances that he has a pistol in his waistband very high,
very high,
very high.
Yeah,
and you know, I know most recent school shooting was in Texas, but again, let's take a look at those officers. That was a whole miscarriage of the entire situation. But I don't even know how we got down this topic. But I think education would be way better if we talk also gun safety.
Yeah, let's talk about teaching gun safety in school.
That,
I'm just kidding, Josh. The left would lose their fucking mind.
Let's talk about it. Because I think that would be...
That's where I got my hunter's education course, by the way.
In school?
In school.
Nice. Yeah.
But you know, if that was even brought to the freaking floor of the Congress as a bill, the left would lose their minds.
Look at where we're at,
But yet they want to sit there and say, like, well, we should teach... CRT, yeah,
exactly.
And we should teach that
transgenderism
because look how many kids are coming out now. It's like, no, motherfucker, you're shoving it in their face and they want attention.
Yeah.
First of all, that's what's going on here.
Oh, you know, speaking on that, remember I told you about Ezra Miller, The Flash?
Yeah.
He's on the run now.
Is he really?
Yeah. He's on the run from the cops because he just couldn't stop getting in fucking trouble.
Which is a psycho, man.
Psycho. There's an article out about he was potentially grooming this little girl, I think. The conversation went like, you're super cute. You should add me on Instagram. We should spend time together. That sort of thing.
He was saying that to her.
To her.
Oof.
So he's on the run, right? Didn't show up for court or some shit. And then he's posting. His Instagram and Twitter's been deleted. But before they was deleted, he posted and said, you'll never catch me.
I'm the Flash.
He said, I'm in a different dimension. Is what he said. And all the comments are like, this dude really thinks he's the Flash. And so WB fired him.
Oh, wow.
And you know what sucks?
Way to go.
Is that the movie coming out has Michael Keaton in it as Batman again, finally. That's the big hook, right? He's in a different time. He's in a different universe of thing. But the problem is Ezra Miller is playing like three different versions of the Flash in this movie. So he can't be replaced. So what's the move here? Are we going to put it out and like kind of stifle the fires? I think they're going to put it on HBO Max and just try and let it die out.
Yeah.
And he will be replaced or it'll be rebooted or something like that.
Yeah. I think they'll just get another actor and act like nothing, like he never even existed as the Flash.
But it's funny because even accusations towards Johnny Depp got him fired. And that's WB as well.
Uh-huh.
But all of this stuff nonstop, it took him being on the lam for WB to be like, I guess we're not going to work with him anymore.
Yeah.
So I thought that was funny.
Yeah, it really is.
And he was potentially grooming. And it's so he's fucking crazy, dude. It's a shame because I really liked him in Zack Snyder's Justice League.
Mm-hmm.
But he is fucking insane. I've seen some of his Instagram stories and he's a fucking whack job. Clinically. I'm no doctor, but I assume there's something wrong.
For sure.
And it's just so funny that all these groomers in Hollywood are insane, but they used to be like they used to be so revered.
Mm-hmm.
Leonardo DiCaprio said this about climate change.
I think that still goes on because you look at what happened. Matthew McConaughey speaking at the White House, like,
yeah,
Matthew
McConaughey.
I see this. I see Matthew McConaughey. They're pounding his fist like, we've got to change something. I'm like, get fucked.
Yeah.
Because your opinion means dick. bro. Yeah. Like, I don't give a fuck who you are. And don't get me wrong, I think Matthew McConaughey is a badass actor. I like him.
Yeah.
But I don't give a shit about his opinion.
Yeah, I don't either.
I don't care.
That's
what, here's my 4-step plan to do this. Like
this,
and people are like, "Yeah, that was such that was an impassioned, fiery speech." I'm like, "He's a fucking actor."
Yeah,
like this is what he does for a living, that's y'all. What
Twitter did. I think I said this recently. Removed the steps between celebrity and normal people. Right?
Yeah.
You used to have to go to through your publicist to say something.
Yeah.
And now you could just put it out on fucking Twitter. And so he thinks that his opinion matters. On the flip side of that, so now people can get in touch and they think they're a celebrity. And on the reverse side, they think their opinion matters because they've got this many followers and people listen to them and like their tweets and all that shit.
But what kind of idiot? I hope nobody listens. Well, if you are, whatever. But what kind of moron sees Matthew McConaughey up there and they're like,
you know what? That just changed my mind.
Like, get fucked. Well, okay, so, and then we'll talk about Congress or somebody passed, I think it was Congress, passed something. Like, there's a 10-day waiting period if you're 18 to 21. If you want to buy a gun, there's a 10-day waiting period, blah, blah. They passed a couple of laws for guns. Forgive me, I didn't read them all. I read some of them, and I've already forgotten them. I'm going to have to read them again. And I'm okay with some of the steps. But the problem with being okay with some of these steps is you talk about this ad nauseum. It's measured steps.
Mm-hmm.
You think this is just the beginning. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, we took this away and look, it helped. And they're just going to keep moving forward. Well, let's just push it back to 25. Let's just, okay, it stopped because now we're only allowing 10 rounds in a magazine. Mm-hmm. Let's only allow 5.
Mm-hmm.
Like it scares me because it's measured steps.
Yeah. So measured steps, what's next? In France, they canceled any outdoor events because of heat wave.
Oh, wow.
So
really?
They know that you'll stay at home if you're told to because of COVID.
Right.
COVID lockdowns.
Right.
Especially in France. They again canceled. They didn't say you couldn't go outside, but they canceled outdoor events because of a heat wave. It was 40 degrees Celsius, which was, I think, 104 degrees, which ain't shit for people who live in the South.
Yeah. Don't get me wrong. It's fucking hot outside. But yeah. I was outside literally all day yesterday.
Yeah.
And I'm still alive.
Don't be a pussy.
Because I drank water.
Yeah.
And some beer. Probably not the best idea. But I was drinking water too, right? Like,
so there's a measured step for you. That's next. They're just going to cancel. And that's a different, obviously a different country and society. I was about to say, I don't think that would fly here, but there's so much shit flying right now that I would never thought.
Mm-hmm. When you look at Canada, after Uvalde happened, they said that we're going to put a halt on all gun sales for 6 months, which I didn't even know you could buy a gun in Canada. I guess I really didn't. Like, I thought they were a gun free or whatever, but I think you can hunt and stuff like that. But they said a 6-month hold on buying guns. In my head, I'm thinking, like, that sounds a lot like 2 weeks to flatten the curve because that lasted 3 fucking years. I think they're still on lockdown in some places in Canada because of COVID, quote unquote. So you really
people are
think
still wearing masks.
You really think that they're going to be like, okay, it's been 6 months. You can start buying guns again.
Oh my God. Here's all your guns.
Pew pew. Look, this is a ghost gun.
You can have this.
6 months is over. It's not what happens.
No, hell no.
That's not what happens.
Well, actually, this 6 months...
it worked, so...
It went really well for us.
Yeah.
The government. So we're just going to halt on that.
Yeah.
Then you don't have guns.
It's going to be an indefinite thing now.
Then you don't have guns. Whoopsie.
Yeah.
That worked out so well for every other country that...
Canada's used to being subjugated, though.
I can't believe that piece of shit's still in office.
Oh, bro, I'm willing to say, like, if we think our elections are fucked up and corrupt, I can imagine what it's like in Canada.
True low testosterone.
Yeah, for real.
Loser.
He's going to come down here and run for president. People are like, yes, finally the change we need.
Canada.
They
have fucking government health insurance.
Yeah, they do, and it's badass.
Centralized.
That's why they all come here to get surgery.
Canadians come here.
Because it's awesome, right?
I think I remember a story about some lady with appendicitis couldn't be seen.
I'm sorry, this guy needs to get his dick cut off and become a woman before you get your appendix fixed.
Yeah, they'll do that one right away. I think she literally wouldn't be seen because the doctor was not on call. He was off. You know what I mean?
Wow.
And here we have 24/7 doctors.
Uh-huh.
So, and I'm not saying it's the best system in the world. I think they maybe lower their prices a little bit. But
our system definitely needs work.
A lot of the prices, man, they give some fucking crazy prices because insurance will pay it. And they're all just mm-hmm. circle jerking each other.
Mm-hmm.
I get that. But the healthcare here is much higher standard than anywhere else in the world.
Right. That's why
people come here.
And, you know, Bush made it to where, like, emergency rooms have to see you if you're sick. That's why people with a common cold go to the ER now.
Yeah.
And it takes up beds. It was a terrible idea. Like, I kind of get what he was trying to do, but it was a terrible idea because now...
In practice.
Now they're not paying for their shit. So insurance or hospitals are charging more to the people that have insurance. Mm-hmm. And it's a whole jacked up system. Something definitely needs to happen. I don't know what the answer is, but it's not Obamacare.
Mm-mm.
It's not because you're just, again, being forced to buy private insurance and the hospitals are still charging an astronomical amount for somebody with diabetes going in and getting their sugar checked. They could do it at home and it costs 5 cents, but at the ER, it costs them $50.
Yeah.
Like it's.
And to think that it'd be free. Like, taxes go up, people. And if right now isn't a sign of that.
You're not willing to pay higher taxes to save somebody's life?
No.
No, I'm not. Sorry.
No, I'm also not willing to wear a mask to save your fake grandma.
Yeah. That you, quote unquote, care so much about. My abuela.
Like, why are you
does out? Does not have a roof in Puerto Rico.
Why are you out? And then didn't they film her abuela's house?
I have no idea, but she's bitching about. Her abuela's house while she's shopping at Whole Foods in her brand new fucking Tesla.
Yep. And selling those dresses for...
Selling them dresses for...
$250K. Yeah. Some shit like that. But...
Capitalism's evil.
Yeah, it's evil.
Buy my shirts. It's tax the rich. I love how that's the answer for everything now, too. Like, also that's what the left runs on.
Eat the rich is also...
The Biden saying, well, this is big oil's fault. He went from blaming... Putin to blaming big oil. Exxon made more money than God. That's literally what he said.
I bet they did.
And he's like, they need to pay their taxes.
They probably pay more taxes than God.
They pay their taxes.
But they only pay 1% while we pay 3%.
Well, I mean...
1% of what they make?
I know. I don't even know if that's the real...
Speaking to a liberal voter...
We're taxed more on our dollars than they are.
Like, you're just
but
wrong.
Chase brought this up. And it's also do you want billionaires in this country? Because make no mistake about it, billionaires and multimillionaires help this country.
Mm-hmm.
That's what makes us what we are. Again, you can go deep into the weeds about corporatism and we've talked about corporatism and things like that. But billionaires come here. And Elon Musk said it. If you're going to start taxing me 10% like everybody else, I'll just leave.
Yeah.
I will take my money. And I will leave.
Shut down his factories here, build factories elsewhere, pay those people.
So they kind of have us by the balls.
Yeah.
As much as it sucks.
When you look at it through the lens of communism or socialism, about share what you're making, that sucks.
Mm-hmm.
But when you look at it through the lens of capitalism, like you go out there and you might not be making billions of dollars like Elon Musk, but you have the same opportunity as he does,
mm-hmm.
to do so.
Yes.
So
equal opportunity doesn't mean equal outcome.
It's all these brats saying, you need to share.
Yeah.
And
I don't want to work hard.
I'm never going to teach my kids to share.
Hell no.
I was taught to share, and I still don't like fucking
doing it. The same people that say this, Josh, are these college students like, share your wealth. It's like, okay, well, then give half your grade to somebody else that doesn't come to class.
Yeah, so you'll
that's not fair.
You'll have a D.
So that's not fair.
And they'll have a C.
Well, both of you will just have fucking Ds.
Yeah. How do you feel about that?
That's equal, right? You worked your ass off for this A. He decided not to come to class, but you can both pass. How about that?
Take your 3.6 and you'll have a...
You have to divvy it out to other people.
1.8 each.
It's not fair that you're smarter than them.
Yeah. That's exactly right. That's exactly what it is as well. So when you look at it through a bratty... socialistic lens,
mm-hmm.
I get it.
But they have the inability to look inward. And I know there's some things that I've probably said that are completely contradictory of themselves. I don't know what they are.
I don't ever contradict
myself. Never. I'm 100% right.
Every time.
100% of the six...
Numbers.
Numbers. Words.
They also have the inability. They can't. Yeah, they can't look inward and blame themselves and take responsibility for their own actions. But they also can't. They have the inability to look through that capitalistic lens without it being.
I'm going to tweet that capitalism sucks.
Like we took the land and we're keeping black people down. Capitalism keeps black people down. Like, I don't know, bro. I don't think so.
I don't think it does. I think welfare keeps them down.
Yes, I absolutely believe that.
I think the destruction of the nuclear family helps keep them down. Have you seen, and I brought it up, and I think that you acknowledged what I said, but it's so funny that right now that the January 6th stuff is going on. And it's a complete freaking propaganda. Like, okay, so now somebody compared it to slavery somehow.
Mm.
So it's been compared to slavery. It's worse than Pearl Harbor, worse than 9/11. This is the worst attack on democracy since the Civil War, all these other things.
You can't wrap my mind.
Which is just nuts. The armed insurrection, as they like to call it, when not one person has a gun the whole time there. Or if they did, they didn't pull it out.
They keep saying that four officers died, and that's not true.
Yeah. But anyways, all this is going on. Meanwhile, down south, the Border Patrol is just completely overran. There's a freaking caravan of over, golly, what's the number? I want to say I heard like 18,000, but forgive me if I'm wrong on that number. It could be more, it could be less.
Mm-hmm.
But it's an unbelievable amount of people. They're just coming to the border and nobody's talking about it.
Because the insurrection.
Not just that, but they deserve to be here.
Well, you know, these people from South America, whether it's Guatemala, Venezuela,
Mexico,
El Salvador, wherever, like, I kind of feel bad for them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because their country sucks.
Yeah.
And now they'll say that and be like, you can't say that about their homeland. Well, if it didn't suck, they wouldn't fucking leave.
Yeah, why are they coming here?
Anyways. They're kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place. And I'll say this, Tom Bloom, in the face, you can't just open the border. That's not how these things work.
The economy can't support it.
You can't support it.
It can't support what's happening right now.
You can't do it. There are legal avenues to becoming a citizen. Granted, it takes a long time, maybe a little bit too long. Because I think my buddy's from the Philippines. I think he said it took him like 10 years.
But he lives here still. You know what I mean?
You're right. You can get visas and work visas, but he worked his ass off to become a citizen, and he's super proud of it.
Yeah.
He's super proud of it.
And
he's proud to be Filipino, too. I'm never going to be like, well, yeah, you better wipe your ass with that Filipino flag, old son. Like, right. It's fine to be proud of where you're from. Like, if Texas gets so bad that I have to move to Oklahoma, I'm still going to be proud that I'm from Texas, but by God, I'll be flying that Oklahoma flag.
Yeah.
Oh, that hurt to even say. I made myself sick.
Excuse me. He's living here.
Yes.
He was living here in the interim between non-citizen and citizenship.
Yes, and he was working.
So what's the holdup here? You know what I mean? You can do it legally, still get to fucking live here.
Mm-hmm.
And it may take some time. And again, you're right. Maybe it's too long. But I think they're inundated. So
there's a part of that. For sure.
And that should tell you how the government operates.
But just opening the border and letting hundreds of thousands, and it's up to... Just this year alone, it's up to a couple million. It's got to be.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be up to a couple million. I haven't looked at the numbers, but I think like in March maybe, there was like over 150,000 of them across the border.
It's a mistake.
It's insane, man. And you can't sustain this.
The incentive about becoming an American is incredibly high.
Mm-hmm.
Because, okay, I can leave my shithole country, because it is, like you just said, if it wasn't a shithole, they wouldn't be leaving.
Mm-hmm.
I can leave this terrible, terrible place where I get treated poorly, and I can go make the American dream. I can make a business, live wealthy. I've seen a video that says you don't want your innovators to leave your country.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've said this on the podcast as well.
Yeah.
Your innovators are the ones who stay and actually bring up society in their country.
Mm-hmm.
And inspire their fellow man,
right,
to help and do the same and come up with something else and invent. And so it sucks that America does look so grass is greener from the other side. I'm happy that they want to be American.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a very first world take, but you know, help your country,
right?
Help your own country. And maybe you are, maybe you're going to become an American to send help back or to be able to create wealth and then move back and help.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be great, because I was thinking just now, what if we went in and we started moving there, made a democracy, and got some of the wealthy people there, but it was all for America. You know right. what I mean? Maybe we claim America.
I'll go to Venezuela, buy all the land, and make millions of dollars.
Whoa, Bill Gates.
Make millions of dollars off oil.
Whoa, China.
Easy there, China.
I mean, I understand that was an ignorant take that I just took, and it's very white and very whatever.
Way to go, you colonizer. Do.
Yeah, exactly. But like, if you want if you want people to do well, I don't know. I don't know.
You know,
they need help. Obama, or they need to do it themselves.
Yeah. Well, Obama used to say it all the time. Like, these people deserve the American dream. Like, okay, I agree with that. But us just handing things to them is not the American dream,
very
old son.
True. Very true.
It's working hard, and I've said it before. Equal opportunity does not mean equal outcome. Not everybody's going to come here and make $1 million. Mm-hmm. Sorry. It's just not going to happen.
Yeah.
People that are born here aren't going to make millions of dollars. Some people that are born in millions of dollars are going to squander that money and end up broke.
Yeah.
That's just the way it works. That's the way it works. And to sit here and say that, well, they deserve it. We all deserve it. Our equal share. Like, that's crap.
It is, not everyone deserves it. Some people are shitty. Yeah. But, you know, all the good people in the world, I think you deserve the best, but you get what you give. You reap what you sow.
Yeah.
Fucking brats. They're just little brats that grew up. They never matured. They grew up they're in an adult body, but they're fucking still 11 years old.
Uh-huh.
I want to go and eat my ice cream, Mom.
He got one more scoop than me. That's not fair.
That's bullshit, Mom.
You're grounded.
No, I'm not, Kara.
Oh.
Fuck you, Mom. Kara.
Now, honey, please stop.
Stop. Stop, little Timmy.
Stop it.
I told you, don't tell me to stop. Get out of my room while I'm playing my video games.
Son, I need you to clean up your room.
Fuck you.
Fuck you. I just told my mom to fuck off.
Just stands up, starts pissing on the floor.
Yeah.
You clean this up.
That's who I think of whenever I think of a liberal. Those, even the grown fat ones who are like feminists and simps.
You have guns because you're weak.
You have guns because you're weak.
That's the same dude who said,
fuck you, Mom. I'm not doing my homework right now. I want ice cream.
Okay.
Okay, honey.
Just like Cartman's mom.
Yeah.
Ooh. He made a big poop.
Big poop. There's like shit all over. I fucking love that scene. That was a good scene.
Mom! Bedpan!
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 Oh, goodness.
Well, I guess that's a good place to end it. On liberals being
Cartman.
Little kids. Cartman. All right. Well, this has been You Gotta Be Freaking Kidding Me episode 38. Better than the last one, I'd say. That last one was... I don't know how we did it.
There was no structure.
No structure. We're going to have to unair that one. There's never structure.
Yeah. We're very rarely structured. But at least sometimes, like, we'll talk, like, during the week, be like, hey, I want to bring this up.
Yeah.
I want to bring this up.
There was nothing.
There was nothing. Like, I feel like we didn't talk at all the week before that.
I do want to mention this before we go, and I really got tired of seeing it today, but Biden fell off his bike. Did you see it?
No, I have not seen that.
If you were on Instagram, I mean, every fucking page that I follow is, and I don't even follow, I follow like three political pages.
Yeah.
Every page is posting it. And the memes are fucking going off. They're fucking funny. But he did. He fell off his bike. And it was funny the first time I saw it, but I'm just getting tired of seeing it.
Yeah.
That's why I didn't bring it up. But yeah, I thought we'd say it because we're a political podcast. Biden
fell off. He's unfit.
He can't even ride his fucking bike.
They say you never forget. He's forgetting.
He's forgotten. His feet were, I don't think they were hooked in. He didn't have the special shoes. I think they were buckled.
Oh, God, was he like, what was he doing on a bicycle?
He's, you know, showing
was
that
it like
fit.
like a workout bicycle? Like these douchebags that are on the highway bicycle?
They
like
were
a
in
street
like a park.
Racer?
They were like a
was
park.
He wearing the suit?
No, he had shorts on, a t-shirt, a helmet, and sunglasses. That'd
been a lot cooler if he was in the,
in the suit.
Skin-tight suit.
To do a Matthew McConaughey reference. no, but his feet were in the like Velcro straps or whatever they are.
Because he can't tie his shoes anymore.
And they couldn't. He got one foot out and was trying to.
It was the wrong foot?
No, he put his weight on that foot and then went to put his weight on the other foot that wasn't out of the fucking straps. What are you doing, old fella? And he just fell straight over. Everyone's like,
I hope he blames Putin.
Yeah, there was, I mean, the memes are out. And there's a Putin, like, overlay that says, I did that, and he's fucking on the ground. There's another one where he's on the ground and Joe Rogan is up next to him like he does after the fights. It's fucking funny. But yeah.
Oh, man.
He fell off. Oh, well.
What a loser.
What a loser. He shouldn't be on a bike. He's fucking 90 years old.
Yeah.
All right.
Stay frosty.